Continuing our emergency triple team traffic back to KSL's traffic center in Ricky Meese.
We are not seeing any relief on this northbound drive of I-15. Solid slowdowns. Draper all the way to Midvale. It's due to this accident northbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. Those two right lanes still closed. Right now, traffic just not budging from Bangor Highway all the way to Midvale and State Street. Now seeing the pickup of the overflow with people trying to avoid northbound I-15 and seeking an alternate route. Southbound I-15, your usual delays waiting for you right out of the gate, leaving downtown Salt Lake City and making your way through Sandy. Dave Meekum.
And State Street getting down through Sandy may not be your best choice. We've got the traffic signals malfunctioning at 110th South and State Street, turning that into a four-way stop, which is really going to cause more problems added on to the already heavy traffic on I-15. Now, if you're commuting into Utah County, you're going to have a pretty good drive over the point. But getting down past Thanksgiving Point and down through 2100 North, 1500 North, that's where you're going to find some delays there. Northbound, very heavy right now, approaching Lehigh Main Street. That's going to continue on up to about 1500 North before that improves. Mark?
Well, after you get through the slowdowns on the way to the North Interchange, leaving downtown Salt Lake City, boy, it really tightens in Davis County, northbound I-15. KSL traffic trooper Don says a number two lane is blocked, northbound I-15, just prior to Layton Parkway, and that, of course, is tightening up that Davis County traffic. American Red Cross and Suburban Propane want you to choose your day to donate blood or platelets this summer. For appointments, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.